Initial evaluation on patient Donald Hope, H-O-P-P-E, 512-156-907-92-293.83. Follow-up 4 weeks. Doctor's order dated January 16, 2012, verified by Dr. Khawaja, chief complaint. The 70-year-old gentleman is referred to as my primary care physician for poor agitated behavior, unquote. The floor staff reported patient had at times been irritable, but he remains redirectable. They have not seen any acute depression, anxiety, or psychosis. Patient was admitted into this nursing home from a psychiatric unit where he was taken by his girlfriend for aggressive behavior. He was diagnosed with depression, was treated with Celexa and Depakote. I reviewed the available hospital notes, which indicate patient has been depressed since his stroke a few years ago. Period. Next paragraph. After getting admitted into this nursing home, patient has refused to take Depakote, but continues to take Celexa. Next paragraph. On examination, patient attributes all of the incident to a mistake that was done by his girlfriend and her friend. He did not think he was irritable, angry, or depressed. Does not understand why he's on medications, but agrees to continue to take Celexa as long as he's here. He thinks coming to this nursing home has helped in terms of physical therapy. Currently, he denies feeling depressed or anxious, reports good sleep and appetite, energy level. He denies any memory problems, cognitive loss, denies all side effects from medications, vital stable, psych history, depression, medical history, CVA, COPD, hypertension, generalized weakness, dysphagia, COPD, history of falls, social history, divorced, occupation pilot, other patient has been married 3 times, has 2 children, social history, patient judge stuff, current psychotropic medication, Celexa, 40 milligrams a day, recent change in psych meds, Depakote discontinued, routine and PRN medications, vitamin D supplement, Prevacid, Claritin, Metoprolol, Aspirin, Atacand, A-T-A-C-A-N-D, adverse effects, none, allergies, NKDA diagnostics, CBC, vitamin D, TSH, B12, electrolytes were reviewed. Hygiene and rest within normal limits. Other has nasal oxygen, overweight, mood within normal limits, thought process, core and affect within normal limits, delusion, hallucination, and awake, alert person, place, time, situation, risk of himself and this COVID, hearing impairment, visual impairment, leave blank, insight, poor about depression, inheritability, judgment, fair speech within normal limits, memory grossly intact, attention span, within normal limits, fund of knowledge, general awareness, language, within normal limits, musculoskeletal, bad bond, skin intact, next page, same name and account number, risk of harm to self and risk of death, risk of remote impact of medical condition, no direct impact. Other relevant findings, patient denies any chronic history of psychiatric illnesses, current clinical status, new condition, feeling depression, 70-year-old gentleman with a history of stroke leading to depression, most likely diagnosis, dementia, secondary to general medical condition, currently at a fair balance with Celexa, treating diagnosis 293.83, depression, secondary to general medical condition, i.e. stroke, treatment plan, continuum, disorder.